Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We've inherited lots of stuff from the United States. It's a bit of a mixed bag. But one of the good things that's growing in popularity here is what they call Thanksgiving. It's a centuries-old tradition there, just saying thank you. We in Australia are a truly blessed nation, but it's not often that we stop and say thank you. So, the National Day of Thanksgiving will be held this coming Saturday, the 26th of May, a day for Australians to celebrate and give thanks to God as a nation without the turkey. It's also an opportunity to honour and respect and be grateful for our fellow citizens. In a moment, we're going to hear from one of the many people thanked last year for their hard work in the National Day of Thanksgiving. But for now, Matthew Bolt joins us. He's one of the organisers of events for the Combined Churches of Townsville in Queensland. This year, they received an Australia Day Award for their work as part of the National Day of Thanksgiving. Matthew, welcome to Open House.
How are you, Lou?
Very fine, thanks. Thank you. It's great to talk. What led you to become involved in the National Day of Thanksgiving, Matthew?
It just really grabbed us up here, Lee. It was, just like you said in your introduction, there's such a lack of thankfulness in our community. So a group of pastors thought, well, this was a great opportunity. When we saw, well, back in 2005 or six, the beginnings of the National Day of Thanksgiving, we thought that would be really great. So we actually took the bit in the teeth and went to see our local mayor and said, well, what do you think about this? And he warmed very quickly to the idea and thought, you know, I think the council and the churches could do something together about this. And over the years has grown a tremendous relationship where both council and churches get together publicly and thank and honour various members of our community. It's just been really quite remarkable to
good
see what's
stuff.
Happened.
Yeah, it's something that makes us feel good to be thankful, actually, psychologically,
yeah,
I suppose.
It works both ways. I mean, being thanked is always nice, but actually being thankful, there's something really quite profound about that, and it honours other people. It honours what God has done, and it just gets away from the me generation of everything's about me. It's really very powerful.
So tell us exactly how it works. The aim is to give thanks specifically for people who do this kind of work in our community for our nation.
That's right. The invitation really for the National Day of Thanksgiving is to give thanks to God and give thanks to others for what they've been doing. So this year, for example, the groups that we're thanking are council staff and chaplains. So we've got together with our local mayor and put together a big invitation list where we're inviting all the chaplains in Townsville and a representative portion of the council staff, and we're holding a civic reception where the mayor will say some nice words about chaplains and about council staff, and then someone from the churches will move a vote of thanks for the chaplains and the council staff, and then we'll have a big slap-up morning tea. The council have bought these beautiful little boxed sets of chocolates with the National Day of Thanksgiving logo and the Townsville City Council logo embossed on these chocolates.
Sweet.
So everybody gets one of those, and they're just publicly thanked. But Lee, it goes a whole pile further than that. I mean, that's the sort of the public view, but what the churches have said, well, that's great to do that publicly, but what we actually want to do is get into the community and change the way we think in our community. So we've actually wanted to focus on an aspect of being thankful that we would call neighbourliness, of keeping an eye on your neighbour and being thankful that we're in community together. And so last year, this program just sprung up called Neighbour to Neighbour. And it sprung up because there's a group of pastors who meet together every Friday in Townsville to pray for our city. And it can be as many as 30 or 40 on any given Friday. And that's been going for about 15 years. So the relationship's really strong. The prayer is refreshing, and the fellowship is just great. But coming out of this, after the cyclone last year, and we were all patting ourselves on the back about how we were getting out and helping our neighbours, clean up and fix up their yard and stuff. But then the really probing question was asked, well, why do we always need a disaster before we help someone? Before we actually recognize that we're in a community together, that we're thankful that we have community. And that was a really challenging thought, I must say.
Yes. Especially in this day and age, perhaps for the last couple of decades, the idea of community hasn't been as strong as it's been in the past.
No. So what we did, we went and approached the local mayor again. There's a great relationship, I must say, with the Townsville City Council and the combined churches. Very, very open to working together. And we put this kind of harebrained proposal, I must say, to the mayor, where we said, well, what if you write to the homes in Townsville that your staff know are in need, mostly the elderly or the widows, those who are on disability pensions and the like, and you write to them and say, look, if you'd like a little bit of extra help, a team from the combined churches will come and give you 3 or 4 hours of work in your home. Just the basic stuff, you know, cleaning the fans, wiping down the mould from the walls, you know, pulling a few weeds out and that kind of stuff. And it just took off from there, I must say, Lee.
Wow.
The community grabbed it. We had 300 or 400 homes that the council identified for us that needed a bit of a helping hand. And we put 4 people in those homes for 3 hours of work. And it was just amazing.
What a gift. I can imagine what a gift, especially if people are not up to that sheer physical work. And it's also, I must say, a wonderful thing to see church back in as quite a centre of community.
It's just lovely. And in fact, the mayor has made this comment. I'm not sure whether your listeners are aware that Townsville is not a country town anymore. It's a population of about 180,000.
Yes.
But after this had happened, the mayor's comment was this. He said, you know, what you churches have done here is bringing the best of country town living into a city. And that was a heartfelt comment, because it was the mayor that wrote the letters to the homes in need, and we, the church, went and did the work. But all the cards of thanks came back to the mayor, saying, thank you for sending the church.
I love it.
And the mayor got a bucket load of letters from, you know, dear sweet little old ladies saying, look, I just couldn't clean on top of my cupboards, but those lovely people came and cleaned it for me, and just wonderful.
It's great.
But here's what's even more impressive, that the teams that went and visited old Mrs. Brown, for example, instead of just doing the work on the day, they've gone back again and again and again and actually built a relationship with Mrs. Brown, and now her support network has expanded significantly. So it's not just the government departments helping her, it's actually her local church.
Yeah, driven by a good and powerful heart, actually.
Yeah.
So this is this coming Saturday. Where can people go to find out what's on in this National Day of Thanksgiving?
You can go to the website. That's by far the easiest place to find out what's happening in your community, because it should be registered on there. So that's all the W's, www.thanksgiving.org.au. And you can find out what's happening in Tasmania or what's happening in Cooktown and say, oh, okay, I'd like to be part of that. And there's all sorts of things happening. Some communities have big festivals, some have parades, some have civic receptions and working bees like we're doing. It really varies across the community. But it's one thing. It's just that power of saying thank you and getting into the community and actually being community.
Yeah, great stuff. Wish you well in all of that. Thank you so much, Matthew Bolt, for joining us on Open House.
Thanks, Lee.
So now to one of the groups on the receiving end of a big and deserved thank you. Geoffrey King is the nurse manager in Gosford Hospital's emergency department. Last year, the entire unit was officially thanked for their hard, relentless, endless and sometimes very stressful work in the community. Geoffrey, welcome to Open House and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Did you know about the National Day of Thanksgiving before you were included?
No, not really. It was only leading up to it, or when I was approached as the manager, that I heard about it.
Who approached you and why?
The person that approached me, we have a person in the hospital that does liaise with a lot of community groups. So Jan Richards from our corporate communications approached me to tell me that the Erina Community Baptist Church had been doing this National Day of Thanksgiving for a couple of years and was interested in thanking the emergency department. They'd previously done it for one of the medical wards as well the year before. I believe they do it for quite a few groups on the Central Coast, like police and ambulance, and had decided to thank different groups in the hospital.
So what was the response of your staff?
Well, they were quite surprised. We do often receive thanks from patients and relatives when they'd been through, but to have a group that had not really had any great linkage with the emergency department just take their time to come and thank us was quite surprising. I mean, they are local people, so I'm sure at times they have used the emergency department, but yeah, their main motivation wasn't because they've just recently been there.
And after some of the distressing and upsetting things that you guys have to deal with day in, day out, I'm sure it's a wonderful thing to be recognised by a community for that kind of contribution.
Well, it is. I mean, you don't come to work to expect to be thanked. I mean, you do it because you want to. And working in the emergency department is often a type of work that you have to want to do to be able to do it for anything, for any long term. It can be stressful at times, but the work itself is, you can get quite a lot of job satisfaction out of it.
Yes.
But as you said, there are times when it is quite stressful and dealing with people at their most vulnerable times. So, it was very nice to have this group come and do the morning tea for us.
I'm sure it instills also a sense of gratitude. It's kind of a bit of a wake-up call to yourself, I suppose.
Well, it is. I mean, it's. We do provide a service to the whole of the community, and so it was. It was nice to have that recognition from the community or from a community group. They themselves do a lot of great work, but for them to take the time to recognise the emergency department was well received by the staff. And as I said, a bit of a wake up call to just remember that we are. We are there for the community and are providing a service.
It's a great idea. Congratulations again. And there'll be lots of other groups around Australia on the receiving end of those kind of thank yous next weekend. Geoffrey King, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.